The Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy, and he says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come." These times are upon us, and no doubt you are asking the question, where does revival begin, and where shall we start? Revival is a heart condition, and must begin in the human heart, for out of the heart flows the issues of life. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Revivals have never been known to begin in the world with the worldly crowd. They began within the framework of the church. The church is the agency which God has chosen to give to the world as the light and salt of the earth. And here only can revival begin. The Bible says in 1 Peter, "For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God." Notice Peter's statement, "If it began at us." In 2 Chronicles chapter 29, we have an account of a spiritual awakening. When Hezekiah, the righteous king, came to the throne, the doors of the house of the Lord had been shut up, and the lamps of the house of God had been put out. But Hezekiah called Israel to a revival. And notice where this revival began. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles 29, in verses 10 and 11, Hezekiah says, "It is in mine heart to make a covenant with the Lord God of Israel, that his fierce anger may turn away from us." And in verse 16, the Bible says that the priests went into the inner parts of the house of the Lord to cleanse it, and brought out all of the uncleanliness that they found in the temple of the Lord. We are the temple of the Lord. We are his building. Know you not that your bodies is the temple of the Holy Ghost? I want you to notice that this revival began in the heart of Hezekiah. I want you to notice that there is a contagion about revival. It is impossible for true saints of God to be on fire of the Holy Spirit without affecting someone else. When Hezekiah gave his command, the priests went into the inner parts of the house of God to cleanse it. It took 8 days for the cleansing of the temple, but when everything was properly restored in the house of God, the Bible tells us, when the burnt offerings began, the songs of the Lord began also. Hezekiah rejoiced, and all the people. Revival is a matter of the heart. The great sin of our day is Christians are not grieved over the conditions of our time. They sin and blush not, taking the world into the church, but failing to take the church into the world. All of these writings tell me that revival must begin with God's people. Revival will never begin until something happens to shock us out of our lethargy and to awaken us from our present condition. It seems as though the devil has chloroformed and hoodwinked the people of God until they have lost their spiritual sensitivity and are pleased to go through the motions of religion without a true demonstration of the fruit of Christianity. Many excuses are offered today for the lack of revival. Christians spend much of their time looking around them, trying to determine why revival does not come. Some church members are looking for the golden wedge or the Babylonian garment. They are trying to blame the spiritual deadness on someone else.
All hail King Jesus.
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.